The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Dr. Stephen Greer is a practicing physician pioneering how hospitals care for the elderly. He also became a Wall Street analyst and portfolio manager 20 years ago, also author of the book Rules to Stop Radicals. But this is the man, the go-to man, who was a step of ahead of everybody else as far as how to deal with this COVID-19. And he joined us 3 months ago almost. And everything that you saw unfold, Dr. Stephen Greer predicted 3 months ago. And so we welcome Stephen back to the show with great respect and appreciation. Dr. Greer, great to have you with us this morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me back. Do I sound okay? I have a Bluetooth headset on there.
You have a what okay? on there?
Do I sound fine? Is the connection?
Yeah, well, it's a little echo. Can you put it up to you? Let me see.
Okay, back the old fashioned here. Okay.
Dr. Greer, I got to tell you, right there, exactly what just happened right now is why we love you, man. You're such a regular guy. No one calls and go, am I okay? Usually they go through the whole interview and we have an echo. There's a speakerphone. It's not a landline. God bless you. Now, so thank you for that, number one. Number two, do you ever get sick of being right all the time?
No, it's good to be right because I'm wrong plenty of times. But I was just going to say, I'm afraid my 15 minutes of fame are up. No one cares about the virus anymore.
I know. Please. But did you see it coming, Dr. Greer? Of course you're going to have a pandemic. They go lockdown. And I know you saw as a medical doctor, this is going to cause more problems. And we've chatted about it. More problems than we possibly could imagine if you lock down people and stop society, and this is what we get. Am I wrong?
Oh, it's going to get – and this is an epic, bad thing that has happened, bad decisions, either by stupidity or design, and as the years go by, we're going to look back on this as one of the darkest chapters in the entire nation. This is literally – I was the first person to say this, and I felt like Tucker Carlson using it last night, is people aren't connecting. This is a revolution, literally, not a metaphor. This is every time there's hardship, the communism revolution sweeps in. It's happened time after time since the Bolshevik in 1917. And so in this case, we have high unemployment from the house arrest, perfect storm, high unemployment, people are angry. They're all clustered in their houses, mental illnesses on the rise. And then this spark sets it off with George Floyd. And then the people in their ivory towers say, hey, this might be a way to get rid of Trump and create a revolution. And that's what we're seeing.
How come people don't see it? You know, you wrote the book, by the way, Rules to Stop Radicals. I mean, how do you stop these people that are trying to do this? And how do you enlighten the general public to see that, to your point, when you originally started chatting with us this morning, it's by design. This whole thing is by design, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It's in this case, I've given this advice to the White House, is you've got to find who's funding them. They're all organized. Cut the money off. It's going to be George Soros and people like that, Tom Steyer. Cut the money off. then you've got to get a DOJ, an attorney general willing to do something. And you've got to get an attorney general to go in there and start making arrests when they find Antifa organizers sending out blast emails, telling people to show up and bring the Molotov cocktails. If you start arresting the heads of Antifa and even going to George Soros's office, you'll stop it. You don't even have to make a bunch of arrests on the ground. And that's the key there is this is organized, cut it off, you know, at the head.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is it easier to impeach a president than to oust a bad governor or a mayor? Correct.
That's right. That's right. That's a little essay I wrote there. And it just occurred to me. I was like, wait a second. They easily got President Trump impeached for literally doing nothing, and we can't get a mayor who has 0.1% approval rating ousted. And son of a gun, it's happening. Governor Cuomo and Rudy Giuliani are calling for it, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it happen, because if you're Cuomo and you're politically calculating, that would be highly popular for Governor Cuomo to get rid of de Blasio. So don't be surprised to see that happen.
Where can we read your essay about that, sir?
It's in that book, the Rules to Stop Radicals, and just go to my main site where I put all the stuff first is GreerJournal.com.
Okay. Yeah, you know, Doc, you told us about hydroxychloroquine from day one and remdesivir, day one. And you know what, Stephen, if I may, you're like, I'm going, Doc, this virus, oh, my God. And you're going, Joe. They have medicine that's been around for 70 years, you know, and now and you were the and then the president says it. And oh, my God, the president said it. Then it's got to be wrong. I mean, and then I'm hearing these cases I did the research ad nauseum. I read all of the research about the hydroxychloroquine, about chloroquine back in the 1600s, for crying out loud. You knew about it. And, well, I mean, and what was frustrating, they were asking for ventilators. And you said that might just exasperate the problem. What is the reason, though, Stephen Greer, what's the reason? Is it because they want to make billions on the vaccine? Is it a financial thing that? And I talked to my doctor, Dr. Greer, and I said, can you get this hydroxychloroquine? And he go, well, it's tough to get, Joe. It's tough to get, and it's the cheapest. What's going on here, Doc? What's the inside line on this, please?
Well, you're asking why is there so much a political pushback? In the media and so forth. Well, it's all part of this same Bolshevik revolution. Is they do not care a rat's behind about the well-being of you. If it means killing a few thousand nursing home patients by taking away their hydroxychloroquine, if it makes Trump look bad, they'll do it in a second. And that's what they've done.
Wow.
And you've seen it with the nursing home policy of Governor Cuomo to send infected people back. So look back in history. Lenin and all these people, they've killed tens of millions of people, okay? What they're doing now is child's play. Oh, just a few thousand people killed. They will do anything if it means making a life-saving drug look bad if it hurts Trump. It's political. And then, So we talked about it last time. There's a big trial underway. Look for data in July that's going to show that the first randomized controlled trial that will shut everyone up and say, hey, see, told you so. So look for that July.
And you know, and it's looking, Dr. Greer, about this Moderna vaccine, that it might not be the savior it was billed for, as you originally said. Is that correct? Tell us about the Moderna vaccine that we're hearing about.
Yeah, that's a little small cap biotech stock, and this is classic. You see this all the time. I think there are a lot of people short, which means when good news comes out, they have to panic and buy. So the stock went way up on early data. The vaccine is like none other. It's this really fragile molecule called RNA. You won't be able to scale it up and give it to a lot of people. Because it has to be shipped at minus 100 degrees. And by the way, the people will be very skeptical of its safety, all those anti-vaxxers. That's going to be a big bust, as are all of the vaccines. The vaccines are another straw man distraction. We do not need vaccines before we open up the country. That's idiotic, stupid, insane. We don't need that. And it won't work. You will never get a lot of people vaccinated, no matter what. The only way to get people back to work and to get rid of this virus is two things. On its own, as it replicates, it attenuates and gets weak. And then, B, you get herd immunity. Our best resource right now is young people because they don't have the receptors in their nose for the virus, okay? So put school children and young people out there. Let them all get herd immunity, and then that's what makes the virus goes away. That's the way viruses have always gone away. And what you're going to see is this other trend is they're going to try to scare you. The same Bolshevik Revolution people in the media who want to keep the economy shut down, they're going to say, oh, there's one little virus. This virus is not like radioactive waste. It doesn't, that never goes away. This virus will go away. They're making it seem like it's going to be out there forever. No, it's going to phase out soon. So,
yeah, you're the best, Dr. Greer. I swear to goodness gracious. You're listening. We're talking with Dr. Stephen Greer. This man is so ahead of the game. I got to tell you something. And this one I love. Dr. Stephen is like, oh, it lives forever on a surface. It will jump into your eyes and it will burn your skull. I mean, it's like they're driving us crazy. And then the next day they go, oh, no, it only lasts 5 minutes. What the heck is going on, Doc? Help me out here, please.
You reminded me of something. You're talking about people flip-flopping and so forth. Well, who is that? Yeah. That's our good old boy, Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci has been proven totally wrong. You and I have been saying all along that, hey, this was made in the lab, and I first guessed, and now it's clear as hell. He put it in an op-ed. He wrote an op-ed in 2011 in the Washington Post where he admits he uses gain of function. So they engineered this virus. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He admits it, okay? Yeah. And the lady in Wuhan admits it, too. So what I think has happened is I told your producer this, Frank, a couple of weeks ago, and I said, wait a second, where's Anthony? He hasn't been, in the White House and on those. So he's been benched. He's been silenced. And he's now still giving rogue interviews to, like, BuzzFeed and so forth, that desperate for BuzzFeed attention and relevance.
I know. And Anthony Fauci's welcome on the show. We've invited him on the show because my Italian friends get really mad at me, Dr. Greer, when I say anything bad about any Italian, whether it's Cuomo or Fauci. I mean, God forbid I say anything wrong because they're Italian. And, by the way, to my point, yesterday the head of the NIH came out and said the weather may not play a role in stopping the virus. Here we go again. Do you agree with that, sir?
That is coming from Fauci because he's part of the deep state. He's as deep state Democrat as you can get. And his role from now into the election is to scare you just enough so that you can have mail-in balloting, period. That's his only savior because he looks so bad in history now that the only way he's going to get Brad Pitt to lionize him is to help stop the election. So Anthony Fauci should be stifled, shut up, and if he keeps doing this stuff, President Trump needs to come out on a tweet and say Anthony Fauci created this virus in the lab. That's what President Trump can shut him up with one tweet.
Oh, man, that's Dr. Greer talking. That's Dr. Greer. My Italian friends are going to give me heck after the show. I know that. But, Dr. Greer, we love you. We love you. Can I grab a quick question for you, Dr. Greer, if we may? Our buddy Joseph, he's a great caller, a great listener. Joseph, you have a question for the good doctor, do you?
Yeah, I got a good question for him. I get on buses and subways. Now, how about when they put the air condition on? Is it a law to open windows besides? I mean, is that going to blow around on us? The virus?
Uh-huh. That's a good. What do you think, Doc? That's a good question, Joseph. Thank you.
Yeah, it's interesting. Although their masks are not a bad thing to wear. I was the first person in the media to say it when the CDC was lying about it. I personally travel on airplanes with a mask long before this virus because it helps you partially to not inhale it, but mostly so you don't touch your mouth and nose. You get a virus mostly from touching a dirty subway or something, and then you touch your own mouth. So it's kind of like self-prevention mostly. And so that, and then to carry a little thing of Purell with you when you get off the subway or the bus, those are the two best things you can do to just prevent all sorts of infections from the regular influenza to this. So that's the only thing I would do. And of course, if you get any symptoms at all, we've been mocking this virus. It is very serious to certain people, the elderly, and there's certain genetic predispositions for it. And it's all about this ACE2 receptor. So if you get symptoms at all, make sure you get a competent doctor. And if you run into doctors who've been scared by Governor Cuomo and they laugh at you when you say you want hydroxychloroquine, demand it. You are the patient. You have a right to get it. It's an approved drug, and demand it. And be assertive. Be assertive with this. And you should be taking these medications early, not later. That's what we just learned with remdesivir. It works even better when you take it earlier.
Doctor, thank you. Before Linda, one more question, if I may. Doc, Linda, a question for Dr. Greer.
Hello?
Yes, yes, you're on. You have a question for the good doctor.
Oh, hi. This is Linda. I called a while ago. I haven't called you guys in a while. I'm from Long Island. Hi. Yeah, about the mask, wearing them too much can make you sick, I heard, also, with the carbon dioxide. Is that correct?
What do you think, Doc?
I don't believe that's true at all. No. What you're talking about is low oxygen. So if you're rebreathing your own CO2, yes, it will give you low oxygen saturation in your red blood cells. And you feel that. You'll feel that with your own symptoms. If you feel like you're short of breath, then you're suffocating and you're breathing your own CO2. It's the concept of like breathing in a paper bag when you have hyperventilated. Yes, you can absolutely get low oxygen saturation from anything covering your mouth. So just be aware of it, tilt it up a little bit, get a little fresh air, If you religiously, if you just use common sense, if you feel like you have short of breath, just tilt the mask a little bit, get some air in there.
Dr. Greer, you're the best, man. Thank you for being, just a visionary and being common sense and being the great grounded guy that you are. We appreciate it because everybody's panicking, and it's great to have you on the air. You give us a sense of, your reasonable sense of calm, so we appreciate that, sir. And please come back soon, Stephen, okay?
Well, thanks, and I just want to say, as a direct result of your show, the snowball is growing, and people from President Trump just tweeted about it on down, that Governor Cuomo's nursing home decisions were terrible, and that's going to be the downfall of Cuomo, so stay on top of that.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you, Dr. Stephen. Dr. Stephen Greer right there. Don't forget, a practicing physician, pioneering how the hospitals care for the elderly, so he knows about nursing homes. And he also became a Wall Street analyst. And Frankie Fibrose, we should bring Dr. Greer back. I mean, if he could predict, what's good, how to stop this COVID-19, man, just think what he could do for the stock market. That's what I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying? Bring him back. Hey, it's 9:22 with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. David Harris Jr., author of Why I Couldn't Stay Silent. He's a fellow with the Falkirk Center, and we'll talk about racial tensions in the United States coming up next. 9:22 right now. Here's Debbie Duhaime on AM 970 The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. The westbound belt slowing down at the Cross Bay Boulevard. They're doing some ongoing road work over there. If you're heading to the northbound Van Wyck, stop and go into Kew Gardens. It's construction on the ramp to the westbound Grand Central eastbound right at Kew Gardens. Again, that ongoing construction in that whole area causing delays. Let's see what else is happening out here. If you're heading to the Holland Tunnel inbound, okay, as you head through the 2, but exit 3 on the city side is blocked with some ongoing issues as well. And taking a spin to the Brooklyn Bridge getting into town, some ongoing road work. Now, over on 84 westbound in Middletown, that's an accident involving an overturned truck. Prepare for delays there. And on the Hutch south at East Lincoln Avenue to Mount Vernon, some ongoing road work. Partly cloudy today, high in the 80s, chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder explains the rarity of police violence.
The reason it's news is because it's rare. It's rare for the cops to kill anybody. Recent years, been the average 1,000 people in this country being killed by police officers. According to the Washington Post, almost all of them resisted arrest with weapons. Almost all of them. Of all those shootings, less than 6% involved a suspect who was unarmed. And unarmed does not mean not dangerous.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Dan Proft at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
A very special guest on Reaching Out is former Commissioner Ray Kelly. For so long, we hear that New York has been the safest big city in America, and the crime statistics seem to say that. What has changed?
I think you got to take a look at those numbers, because I think there is some issues with the numbers that are being put out. I think there's some redefinition going on as to what amounts to a shooting, that sort of thing. Look, all administrations want to show that crime is down, but you have to take a hard look at those numbers. And I can tell you, people don't feel safer in this city. People say this to me all the time. And perception is reality in many instances. So the city feels unsafe in many people's minds, and unsafe in many neighborhoods in people's minds.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retiring or looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate are there for you. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and regularly are hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio. Here we go. Look at it, it's 9:26 already. Don't forget Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. We got this. So help me God, we're going to get through this. And I love you being with us around this virtual kitchen table every morning. You know, you're a great patriot. We appreciate it. And I like to tell you how to get out of pain, because you have a little pain and then you whine about it, like me, right? Well, it just hurts. That hurts. How you feel? Okay, no, you feeling okay? Good to see you. Yeah, whining. It's my Larry David impression. Well, you know, relieffactor.com. Boom. Mic drop. End of story. Relieffactor.com. It's time for you to try Relief Factor with the morning team, please. The 100% drug-free supplement. That's for anyone who is in pain due to getting older. Hello, exercise, everyday living. So we want you to start the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of just $19.95, about a dollar a day to help you get out of pain. After that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee to stay out of pain, the 3-week quick start. It's only at relieffactor.com. You got to go to relieffactor.com. Listen to Margaret, please, from Pennsylvania.
I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you very much. Will you please try the 3-week quick start? It was made exclusively from Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team who own Relief Factor, for you here on AM 970, The Answer, and the Piscopo Show, all right? So you got Joe, you got Frankie, you got Ali, you got Debbie. We're all doing the 3-week quick start. It's only at relieffactor.com. You know I worry about you. You know I tell you about the family. If folks are kind enough to come on to the show, they advertise. You know what? They are family, and they have something that is good for you. Relieffactor.com is where you want to go to relieve that pain. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384.
Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news, what it means, why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Ah! We have a winner! Sing for your supper. Who's the winner, Big Al? You got the winner.
It's,
right there?
Ed from Emerson, New Jersey, is the big winner.
Congratulations,
bravo.
Ed. Nice
and
work.
The song was what you're listening to. Did you write the clue? Did you write the clue?
No. I'm not that smart, Joe. I'm very dumb.
That was nice. That's smart. Like everybody said.
No, that's the clue. See, that's the clue in the game. You get that clue, and when you're sitting around with a group of people playing, of course, practicing social distancing, you read that clue, but you sing it. You're supposed to sing it.
First of all, I think we're kind of over social distancing at this point, right? I mean, is anybody?
No,
still
but they're saying,
that?
You know,
do you see the mobs of people who are walking through?
I understand that, but I'm just trying to be, you know, correct here. So if you gather with a group of people and you're playing the game, the whole point is to get it, and you're supposed to. Singing. You're supposed to be similar to a jewel encrusted catamaran. I can't sing, so you kind of, you know, you try to play it off. That's why you got to listen in the 6 and 7 hours.
It is a fun game, though. And if people want to get it, they can do so on Amazon.
Yeah. On Amazon. Like, do you remember Johnny Carson singing that song?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Rhinestone Cowboy.
Right.
Remember he came out on a donkey or something, or a horse, I remember.
Right. And as you mentioned earlier, Bruce Springsteen covered the song. Man. A lot of people covered the song. Glenn Campbell was an amazing, amazing talent. I mean, the guy had a variety show that was a big hit in the 70s. Yeah. He was tremendous, tremendous guy.
You know, I met him once. We chatted, and you forget how... I know he went through marriages. He had his problems and everything like that. And didn't he die? He died of Alzheimer's, right?
Wasn't yeah. Correct? And there's a...
The documentary or something?
A terrific documentary. And the song that he sings in that documentary, even while he had Alzheimer's, was actually nominated for Best Original Song. It's
That's a phenomenal
song. I think it's called...
He remembered the words when he was singing?
Well, it was... You see it in the documentary. He had a hard time.
Wow.
They have monitors up. They have lyrics up, and
it was very
difficult. But you could see it's called "I'll Be Me" if people want to watch it.
Didn't Sinatra have that same issue? Because when I saw him in 1986 at the Meadowlands with my mother, he was doing it in the round, and he had monitors set up all over the place with the lyrics.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, he did. But the problem, I think, with Mr. Sinatra, he couldn't hear the bass tone. He couldn't hear, which drives the rhythm of the song. It was just a hearing thing. And as he got older, but I'll never forget, like I've talked about it before, seeing him at the Sands in Atlantic City before they knocked the Sands down. I was there. Danny Aiello was there, I remember, and I was there. And I watched him, and the old man went up on his lyrics, you know. And, hey, listen, after all those years, but there was such love in the room for Frank Sinatra, to your point, Al, that he just looked at the crowd. We knew the words, and he just put his hands up and shrugged his shoulders. Not a dry eye in the house.
Wow.
Because we were with him. We were with him, man.
Right, right.
It was great.
Of course, you know, Huey Lewis tried to say hello to you, shushed him. Yeah, 40 years later, loses his hearing. All right, you know, can't sing anymore. Okay. Yep.
We were talking last night about that. Yeah, but Huey Lewis. Joe, I'm a big fan. Yeah, great. Okay.
Yeah.
And
heart of rock and roll. Yeah, I love it. Right. Yeah.
Totally blew him off. Totally blew him. Now, before we break and we bring David Harris on. He's a doctor, right, Frankie? Did I just make him a doctor? I'm not sure I did.
You know, I believe I'm
yeah,
not sure.
He's a doctor now.
Yeah, he's a doctor.
He's a doctor on the show. We just made
Dr. General, Lieutenant.
I don't think he is a doctor, unfortunately.
Sergeant,
doctor
Corporal.
Now, Frank.
Yeah, what was it 2 weeks ago? We had a military guy on. He was a corporal. You made him a colonel.
Colonel, yes.
Right, that'd be great.
He was thrilled with the promotion.
Come on the Piscopo show, you get promoted. Doesn't matter who you are, you're going to get promoted.
He informed the Pentagon that they had to update his pension check.
Because my eyes were bad, and the corporal said, and now here's the colonel on here. He goes, I'm just a corporal, Joe. I said, not anymore, pal.
Jeanette Neshawat, you moved to Maryland? Oh, that's you're a doctor?
I mean, wow.
You got to get stronger glasses, I think. Come on. Really? So
Frankie writes a note. It's Dr. Jeanette Neshawat, who is spectacular. And a great gal, so smart. And it said, City MD. She's from City MD.
Maryland?
A walk-in medical office there in New York. And I'm thinking, I said, there's Dr. Neshawat from Maryland. And I said, Jonathan, who's with me today from Liberty, got me new reading glasses, and they're working handily. So we will tell you if David Harris is a doctor or not. Hey, Joe on the radio. got to step back through it all. It's crazy out there, but so help me God, we'll make it. 9:33 with Joe on the radio with Frank and Al and Debbie. And we got the headline news with Mr. Cotullo right now on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The answer.
70 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Cotullo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Democratic Congressman Max Rose is calling for the National Guard to be brought into New York City to control the unruly protests and looting that's happened in recent nights. The Staten Island representative, who is also a National Guard member, happens to be a captain in the National Guard, accuses Mayor de Blasio of losing control of the situation and thinks the Guard is needed if there is going to be enforcement of the 8 p.m. curfew that's set to be in effect for several more days. Last night, there was relatively minor looting compared to previous nights. President Trump will visit New Jersey this weekend for what appears to be the start of his summer weekend ritual at his golf course. The Federal Aviation Administration says it will announce brief flight restrictions in the Morristown and Bedminster area from Friday to Sunday. Trump has flown into Morristown Airport in the past before heading to his golf course in Bedminster. Trump is also expected in Bedminster for a fundraiser the weekend of June 13th. In sports, the NBA has a framework for when it wants to restart and end the current season. ESPN reporting the league is proposing to resume games July 31st with 22 teams in Orlando, Florida. A potential NBA Finals Game 7 would be October 12th. The Board of Governors is expected to vote tomorrow. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to the Hutch southbound into East Lincoln Avenue to Mount Vernon. It's ongoing road work. It's busy on 84 westbound out by exit 15 in Middletown. That's an overturned truck. It's been out there for hours. Ongoing emergency activity at the scene. Thank you to our emergency responders over there. Let's see what's happening on 80 east in toward Fairfield and out toward Wayne. They're doing construction as well. And the outbound GWB upper level construction going on till about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes north at 10. That's some ongoing road work as well. Brooklyn Bridge has construction as well. City bound, westbound BQE at Metropolitan Avenue. More road work to deal with over there. And if you're going to be taking a ride right now to the inbound Holland Tunnel, you're at the speed limit, but the ramp at exit 3, the actual exit at exit 3 is still blocked off. LIE westbound at Utopia Parkway, a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. 70, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. How are you? It's 9:36, so I got my things to the good folks at Balance of Nature for sending Balance of Nature down to Liberty University. Went to the president's office, and I've got the Balance of Nature because I ran out, you know, and on the way down, I was scrambling to get down here to Liberty University. So they sent a couple bottles of the fruits and veggies. I have the fruits in my hand as I speak, and I religiously take Balance of Nature, and I would suggest that you do the same because you want to build up your immune system, and the way to do that is with antioxidants. Antioxidants are the things that fight the free radicals in your body, and those free radicals are certainly virus, colds, allergies, sniffles, not feeling great. I'm telling you, Balance of Nature takes care of all that, and I can't make a clinical claim, and I'm not making a clinical claim, you know, about Balance of Nature, but I can tell you what works for me and Frank and Al and Debbie. It's Balance of Nature. Dr. Douglas Howard came up to me, came up with a genius product in Balance of Nature because it's a vegetarian capsule. I can't take, if I take zinc on an empty stomach, right? You know, it's supposed to take zinc against the coronavirus. Or if I take a multivitamin or something, my stomach always gets upset. Balance of Nature, it's a vegetarian capsule, as natural as you can get. It's natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. And within those plants, fruits, and vegetables are anti-carcinogens. They fight the cancer inside your body, man. I love this Balance of Nature. It's a great concept, brilliant concept. And it really, I got to tell you, I don't want to jinx anything. Works great for me. I think it'll work great for you. Again, no clinical claim here. God forbid, FDA. I'm not making a clinical claim. Relax. And Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to a better health today with the morning team, please. Call 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-7751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please remember the discount code, The Answer.
Ask yourself why some of the billionaires in the world are buying gold. When billionaires like Sam Zell begin buying gold, perhaps it's time we listen and follow suit with our own personal investments. Gold is a hedge against currency depreciation and inflation. It's also the safest store of wealth amidst any kind of economic downturn. Take David Einhorn as one example. Einhorn founded Greenlight Capital in 1996 and surged that fund from $900,000 to as high as $11 billion. Einhorn believes that the central bank's recent stimulus efforts will push up the value of gold. He keeps 10% of his firm's value stored in gold bullion. These are just a few of the world's wealthiest converting part of their wealth to gold. It's time you should, too. If you're interested in knowing more about gold, platinum, and palladium, call Noble Gold for a no-pressure consultation. We have the most experienced representatives and an exclusive pipeline to metal sources with an unblemished track record. Visit us at www.noblegoldinvestments.com or call 877-646-5347 to learn more.
You got to go to MyPillow.com, if I may. Joe on the radio at 9:39. I love Mike Lindell. He's got this buy one, get one free pricing, right, on MyPillows. So everything that's on the show here that we tell you about that is great for you, I tell you about. And I actually use, I have MyPillow at home, right? So my daughter, my college student, is home. I'm in my glory. The girls are living with me now, and I'm in my glory. I love my kids. So as you do, right? So they're home, and I told you this before. Allie goes, Dad, the bed. You know, the bed's been like, you know, 10 years old or something, you know? And she goes, Dad, you know, the bed, the mattress, let's get a new mattress. And I go, hey, let's get a MyPillow mattress topper. She goes, great. It comes in quickly. I mean, they send it from MyPillow, boom, right over to the house. She is in her glory. In her glory. You got to get the mattress topper. You got to get the duvet covers. The MyPillow towels that I have, that I give to my kid, that I got the Giza Dream Sheets, got them. MyPillow's got it. Piscopo Pillow right here. Now, Mike Lindell has this for you. Buy one, get one free pricing. Are you kidding me? Buy one, get one free. You go to MyPillow.com, go to the radio listener specials, use the code AM970, and boom, buy one, get one free pricing on everything at MyPillow. If you want to call, it's 800-651-0798. If you order Mike's book, by the way, it's a spectacular book. What a read. What Are the Odds is the name of the book. And if you order that book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. That is Mr. Mike Lindell. Don't miss this incredible opportunity, please, to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. 800-651-0798. I drop my voice. I talk in a whisper to get the number out so you remember it. 800-651-0798 or go to the radio listener specials page, please, at MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Listen to AM970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com. Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. Today at 4 p.m. on AM970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 942. David Harris Jr., author of Why I Couldn't Stay Silent, is a fellow with the Falkirk Center. David, welcome to the show, my friend. Great to have you with us this morning.
Joe, it's a pleasure, my brother. Love you. Love your show. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, David. Give us your take, if you'd be so kind, on the protests we're seeing around the country.
Well, first, I'd like to say, as a member of the Black community, my heart was absolutely ripped out of my chest when I saw the video of George Floyd being murdered by that police officer. I had no doubt that it was murder. I'm glad that he's been charged with murder. I hope that the other three officers are held accountable as well. Any one of them could have stepped in and stopped it from happening. So I understand the emotion behind the initial reason for the protests. I understand that. However, the movement for justice that so many feel, even though personally I believe that there should be a movement for justice in with the police, with how they're treated once they're suspected of using excessive force or violence, I wish that passion would also transfer into other avenues, which I can talk about later. But the movement for George Floyd has been hijacked. It is now being driven by riotist leftist liberals that and communists, really. Antifa. Yeah, exactly. I was actually at a Black Lives Matter march. I wanted to go see for myself. I live in Frisco, Texas. There was a march taking place less than a mile from my home. I wanted to see if it was going to stay peaceful. I wanted to go and show up and just see what would transpire. And it was peaceful. The march initially was very peaceful. It was orderly. They stayed within the bounds of where they had already told the police they were going to march. And then when it ended, the young man named Daniel, a young African-American man, he said, this is how protests should be. We're peaceful. Let's pray. He ended it in prayer. And then he let everybody go. He said, that's it. You guys can go. About half of the group stayed in the middle of the street where they were at. And then it started again. And it started going up streets the opposite direction where the police had not blocked off areas for the march to make sure they were safe, to keep them protected. They began to march opposite sides of the street, and then they would stop in the middle of intersections that had not been blocked off and just to block traffic to make a point. The interesting thing about that, Joe, is that the person that was leading the march looked like an Antifa member. He was white. He had a black cap on, sunglasses on. His face mask was covered. He had a backpack. He looked just like Antifa. And at one point, I'm in the middle of this march because I wanted to stay with them. And I talked to a black gentleman that was walking next to me. And I said, do you realize who's leading this march up here? And he said, no, I can't see. And I said, well, if you look up there, there's four white people, one black person. But the main guy leading this is a white guy. Why in the world is a white guy leading this march and everybody else is just following suit? We're seeing that happen all over the country. Now we're seeing Briggs show up.
You're right, exactly. David Harris Jr., author of Why I Couldn't Stay Silent. The president even tweeted something the other day about some white guy going to a young black kid, David, and he's going, hey, go loot that thing. Yeah, you could go ahead, which insulted me. I mean, using this poor kid as a pawn. What is the end game for Antifa, David Harris?
It's anarchy. They would love to see civil unrest in this country to the point that there's a race war, to the point where the president's held responsible. They'd love to see all minorities so riled up with emotion over the death of George Floyd and the other deaths that have definitely been suspected of overt police force, unnecessary police force. They'd love to see civil unrest because I truly believe that they are an extension of the left. They're an extension of the Democrat Party. They would have loved to see their Bernie candidate in. He got, you know, hijacked again. And the only way that they believe that they can win in not getting this president, Donald Trump, who I believe is the greatest president ever had, period, since Abraham Lincoln, especially for minority communities. But for all of us, we're all American first. And this is the most pro-American, pro-black, pro-Christian, pro-unborn baby, pro-Israel president that we've ever had. And they're trying to get him out by any means possible, including violence, including now we're seeing a retired cop Dan Dorn murdered. We're seeing other cops hit, ran over by cars. They want civil unrest. And now it's completely spreading a fear into the hearts and minds of Americans all over the country, including black Americans. It's totally been hijacked.
You're right. Amen to what you're saying, David. Hey, David, walk me through this, please. David Harris, by the way, the book is Why I Couldn't Stay Silent by David Harris. And David didn't come on to plug the book. We're just talking about racial tensions here. And help me out here. When I see poor George Floyd getting murdered virtually, I don't see color. I don't see color. I said, what is going on? And then you really would have to ask me several times, what was the race of the person? I wouldn't notice that, but you know, but as a black man, David Harris, I guess I'm missing something. As a white guy, I don't see color, but I guess it's fair enough to say that as a black man, that's the first thing you see. Yes.
Well, it would be fair to assume that. However, it's not the first thing that I saw either, Joe. I shared a video that went viral. It had 11 million views before I took it down on my Facebook. If anybody wants to follow me, it's David J. Harris Jr. And I really appreciate you plugging my book. Don't get it on Amazon, even though it's there. Get it at my own website. I'm a small business, small company. It's DavidHarrisJr.com. But when I did see the video, my heart was ripped out as a human. It was ripped out as an American. It was ripped out over the injustice that took place. But what then salted the wound even more was that it was a black man and a white cop. Now, it could have very well been that it was a Hispanic. He could have been Asian. It could have been white. There's still no proof to say that it was racially motivated. It was absolutely unjust. The problem is, because there have been so many times where the media will exploit, they exploit it. Every time a white cop shoots or kills, or there's a death between a white cop and a black individual, they exploit the hell out of that, if I can say that, pardon my French. Yeah. They exploit it to the mainstream media. They exploit it to the black community. The race-baiting networks like MSNBC, CNN, even ABC, they do it. They talk about it nonstop, and they paint it in such a way that pushes a race agenda, and that's what drives so much fear and so much animosity in the hearts and minds of black Americans. So while I didn't initially see race, I did see race, if I can say that, if that makes sense, and I did see what that would be perceived as by the black community. So it's a very tough thing that we've got to deal with. But again, the message and the memory of George Floyd is now forever tainted by the radical left, riotous, looter criminals that are creating chaos and mayhem all over this country.
And Black Lives Matter. Why didn't they show up in Chicago when 10 young black, poor young black men were killed? 10 people in Chicago, black men. In the South, why doesn't Black Lives Matter or Al Sharpton show up then? I mean, I asked that objectively. I'm confused. Were they there and we just didn't hear about it, perhaps?
No, they weren't there. And that's exactly what I meant by I wish the black community and Black Lives Matter specifically would take that passion and point it strategically where I believe it matters most. Not to discount what took place with George Floyd, but the fact of the matter is over 90% of young black men in this country are killed at the hands of other black men. And we don't hear about it on MSNBC. We don't hear about it on CNN. The mainstream media doesn't talk about it because it doesn't support their narrative that they're continually trying to push on us Americans, that we live in a racist country and that we have a racist president. They're lies. They are liars. They lie to us intentionally to try to get us to follow toe with what they want us to believe. And that's why it's propaganda. They are just the propaganda arm of the liberal left. But I'd love to see Black Lives Matter show up in Baltimore, show up in Chicago, show up in Detroit, show up in Los Angeles, show up in these black communities where by the dozens every day, our black brothers and sisters are being murdered at the hands of other black Americans. And it must stop. And we've got to do something about it.
David, God bless you, man. DavidHarrisJr.com. DavidHarrisJr.com. That's where you can get the book, Why I Couldn't Stay Silent. I think you just heard why David could not stay silent. David, thanks for joining us. Come back anytime, my friend. Keep the fight and Godspeed.
Absolutely, Joe. Thank you so much, brother. God bless.
Thank you, David. God bless you too, David. David Harris Jr., Why I Couldn't Stay Silent. He's a fellow with the Falkirk Center. Joe on the radio, 952. Debbie's out there on the roads. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Checking out traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, David. Let's see what's happening right now as we travel around, guys. The Cross Bronx eastbound at Webster Avenue. It's an accident in the right lane. It's causing a delay going back toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Over at the Brooklyn Bridge, it's construction getting into town. Westbound BQE at Meeker Morgan, some ongoing road work over there as well. Let's see what's happening on 84. 84 heading westbound. This is getting out toward the area of Middletown, in past exit 15. That's an overturned truck. It's been out there all morning, so definitely watch out for some slowdowns heading through that area. And if you're heading to the Hutch North at Weaver Street into Scarsdale, that's an unauthorized truck, so definitely watch out for him as well. And on the New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes north by 10. Watch for some ongoing construction over on the ramp. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, I'm Andy.
If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4455 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4455. Enjoy.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Clouds and a few intervals of sun today, becoming warmer and more humid with a shower and thunderstorm around later this afternoon and early this evening. Any thunderstorm can be severe with brief downpours and strong gusty winds, even some hail, the high today 84. And later tonight, partly cloudy, low 64 to 68. Tomorrow, times of clouds and sun, a warm, humid afternoon, high 85. Friday, intervals of clouds and sun, warm and humid with a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 85. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joey Lundberg. It's Joey Piscopo on the radio. 5 minutes before Mike Gallagher, Rhino Shield. Now you got to call Rhino Shield, please. I'm so excited about my house. I got to tell you, I'm a single hardworking father. Do the best I can, right? And so I get a house and I go, okay, now I got to paint it a little bit here, a little bit there. And then I Rhino Shield the home a couple years ago. You know the story. And we picked out the color with the kids, and it was great. And now I don't have to worry about it. I look at my house, I go, wow, this is great. Then Susan says to me, because my deck looked like a wreck. It really did. And now I was talking about it on the air. Well, maybe I'll power wash the deck, I'm saying like that. And Susan calls us, Joe, you got to Rhino Shield your deck. I said, I could Rhino Shield my deck like I did my house? She said, yes, you Rhino Shield. They Rhino Shielded my deck, and we picked the color. Susan got the final word. It was great. She goes, butternut. I wanted to get cedar. She goes, but no, butternut will go better with the plum color. The house looks brand new. I'm telling you. Susan, you got to call. Because you could clean up your house, your business, and also this. Susan will offer you 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of June, no matter when you want the job started. Again, and this team that comes out from Rhino Shield, they are so meticulous, so professional, so quick, so polite. Best team I've seen, and that's a testament to Susan because she is a great gal. By the way, independent business. A woman on her own started Rhino Shield. That's why I want you to call Rhino Shield. You ask Susan about how she offers no payments, no interest financing for 1 year, and how you get a 25-year guarantee on this Rhino Shield ceramic coating for your home, for your deck, for your business, for your roof. I'm telling you, call Susan. It's the best investment you will make. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside.
Even for an Irish guy, for an Italian guy, my kids are half Irish. An Italian guy who married an Irish gal. That's a beautiful song. Why were you playing that out? Didn't you tell me?
We're singing it in the break.
I was singing Danny Boy.
Yes.
I should be singing Torna Sorrento for crying out loud. What am I doing? Thank you. Beautiful song. Beautiful song. And, my kids are half Italian, half Irish. It's a great mix. You know it is. Frankie, great show, man. Thank you so much, Joe. For the hard work. Let's do it again tomorrow, Frankie Five Boroughs. What do you
say? Sounds good to me.
Friday, a special show with Joe Borelli and Arthur Idala. And Albert, I appreciate you being here. Debbie, thank you. Will you go out and make it the best day ever? Because you
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
68 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Nassau County is rolling out antibody testing at county-run testing sites in Elmont, Freeport, Hempstead, and Westbury. Nassau County Executive Laura Curran says appointment-only antibody testing is open to all, begins today at all four of the federally qualified health centers Residents do not have had to have symptoms to be tested. She says clinics will administer approximately 500 tests per week. Severe storms are moving into New York and New Jersey later today. Forecasters are predicting it's going to be a warm and muggy day at times with thunderstorms rolling in by the afternoon. Storms could bring damaging winds, hail, and a possible tornado, with temps feeling like 90 degrees. A mild and muggy night is on tap, with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely before midnight. Tropical storm Cristobal could gain strength as it approaches the northern Gulf Coast this weekend, producing heavy rain, coastal flooding, and gusty winds. Cristobal could still move inland over Mexico and then head back out into the Gulf, or it could stay on its current projection and reach parts of the U.S. And private sector employers cutting loose more than 2.5 million more workers as the coronavirus pandemic digs deeper into the economy. Today's ADP private payrolls jobs report shows 2.76 million more workers lost jobs in May. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. Wash your hands. Stay inside. If you have to be out, wear a mask and practice social distancing. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.